The hurricane happened, and it gave the president a chance to be presidential and to look bipartisan. The president's campaign did was focus on certain members of his base coalition, give them extraordinary financial gifts from the government, and then work very aggressively to turn them out to vote, and that strategy worked.
Talking about the minorities, there's Mitt Romney again. This time it was on a call to donors. And in that call, as you heard there, talking about the financial gifts, that's what he means. Remember, 72% of Latinos voted for the prez over Romney. And there was that executive order that helped as far as immigration was concerned, because people that were here illegally, the children of illegals, they under 30, as long as they had proved that they had gone to school, got a free pass or a working permit, if you will, or they're in the process of getting those. So that was one aspect of it. Well, I mean, without a doubt, this was the strength, the ground game of Barack Obama, and that's why the incumbent won again. But is it a good idea when stuff like that comes out? How much does it really help the people that are going to run behind Mitt Romney? So Romney dinging Obama for those gifts to the minority voters. It's a great fair or foul. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And there's where we stand, really at the abyss of what's next in this great country. And that's the question still a week later people are asking themselves. We were all over the election a week ago, and now after licking wounds and coming out of dark places for a lot of people who disappeared for a day or two over the disappointment because they had pushed so hard for Romney, they were part of the Republican ground game and had raised money and held fundraisers and did what they could do, there was a wave of massive disappointment, at least in some of the nooks and crannies in this great country. There is a dark cloud that has been flying around because of ultimately what happened, what the final result was. And this election was a lot closer than the Democrats really wanted it to be. So the next time around is the key. I think now looking back and doing the handicapping and everything else, if I'm a Republican strategist, that's a zero-sum game. So Romney taking a swipe, you know, about the minorities, who cares? It doesn't matter at this point because there's no going back. We can't go back into a time machine. It's not going to be redone. So the punchline in this is, you don't want to be the punchline anymore. You want to move ahead from that and start to look at ultimately what has to happen next time around to push a Republican nominee over the top. Otherwise, the Democrats are going to be like the National League is when it comes to the All-Star game, dominant. Meaning, as the years go on, we're going to look back and say, ah, there we go, another Democratic president. What happened to that third party? What happened to the Republican Party embracing now what the demographics are of the country? So Obama actually offered sort of an olive branch to the Romney folks and has said, and Obama went into the White House today and actually did a little press briefing or talk to the press. And one of the things that he said, he was asked about this, is, you know, where are you going to meet with Mitt Romney? He said, I hope we have a chance to sit down and talk, saying this sincerely, he hopes they have a chance to sit down and talk. But as he was doing that, which some people say was disingenuous because he was pressed on the question. So what was he going to say? No, I don't want to talk to him. We already went through this campaign season. He said some nasty things. My people did some nasty things, and I don't care. He wasn't going to, what was he going to say to that? But Romney, while that was happening, was doing the doling out gifts comment that you just heard there about minority voters and saying that's how he got the support. And that was a big difference. That's what made the difference. This was a conference call and said that the small things added up to trillions of dollars. And that's how it seemed. So, you know, it seemed like he had an avalanche when it came to any of the minority vote, especially blacks, Hispanics, and younger voters. That's what it was about. And then he said he was sorry that we didn't win. And I know you expected a win. And Romney said, we expected to win. It was very close, but close doesn't count in the business. And that's right. Close only counts in horseshoes. That's it. In real life, it doesn't matter. It's about winning and losing. And winning is everything. When you're pushing, you're putting it on the line. That's the deal. He didn't win. The disparaging 47% of Americans are self-perceived victims and government dependents comment. I think if I was going to handicap it and put this to bed, that's what I would look at and say that hurt him. Yes, it was at a private fundraiser, but it was released, and that was repeated over and over and over and over again, over and over and over again, and I think it resonated. And the ground game of the Democrats, but at this point, it doesn't matter. It's move-on time. It's moving day. The president is here for four more years, and it's ultimately about what's going to happen the next time around for the Republicans, building the bench and reaching out to minorities, you know, period, end of story. And who knows who that candidate's going to be. I'm sure we're going to start to see some people resurface and make kind of a little push for that. Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, has been the most vocal about a couple of things, including the Romney gig on that conference call about minorities, saying that, you know, the comments are unnecessary, doesn't help, that kind of thing. And he's pushing, I think, because he's one of the people that is heavily being looked at. He was looked at for VP and wasn't interested in it, said he wanted to continue to be the governor. But the timing of the 3 years he has left and then the next election, I think he could really feature heavily into what the Republicans do. Not a Republican, really, a libertarian, and a guy many of you liked, and a guy that I certainly liked. I like a lot of what he talks about. Ron Paul did his final address, if you will, to Congress, a 52-minute speech to the House. He blasted the government, politicians, special interests, and he declared that the people have to return to virtue before the government allows them to be free, and that the Constitution has failed to limit the scope of what he called authoritarian bureaucracy. But I think there's some truth to that. And he specifically pointed out that the founders warned that a free society depends on a virtuous and moral people, and that the current crisis reflects, this is Ron Paul, their concerns were justified. The current crisis reflects that. At 77, Ron Paul is retiring, and he was someone who always pushed back. He always pushed back. You have to give him credit for the fact that he ignored the train that so many other people jumped on. And not just the government size, but the force of the government and other powers that the government has. Speaking of that, we're going to talk about the lame duck Congress next on ATN.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,723.50. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,766.13, $883.07 for a half ounce, or $441.53 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,766.13, $883.07, and $441.53.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, losing out, that's what it's about for all of us. I don't care what your stripes are. We got to get it together when it comes to the government and reaching some kind of compromise or doing a much better dance, I think, on the Hill. We're talking about the fiscal cliff so much. It's not a shocker. It's not something we didn't know about. We've had a zillion economic-minded people on the show. We've talked to every person we could possibly find about what are the options, what has to happen as we march forward, what are the things that we're looking at. And the bottom line is this, it seems as though you either have an R on your chest or a D on your chest, and there's no wiggle room here. What happened to the friendships? And, you know, I have my ideology, you have yours, but geez, aren't we all Americans trying to work on this thing together, trying to figure it out? And sometimes, in the name of figuring it out, you give too much ground, and that can be dangerous as well. In the wings is Norman Solomon. He's the founding director of the Institute for Public Accuracy, and this is exactly what we're going to talk about, this whole lame duck session, and what's going to happen. Are the Democrats going to slide over too much? Are the Republicans digging in their heels too much? Yai, 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 yai. Norman, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
So here's the thing. I saw an interesting quote for you, and that's what made me want to have you on the show. What do you get when you cross a lame duck and a deficit hawk? And you said the obscene specter of betrayal of Medicare and Medicaid. And one of the things you are also is you're the co-chair of the Healthcare Not Warfare campaign. And are you concerned about now what's going to happen with health care, given that, hey, there's the reelection of Obama?
Well, I'm very concerned that Medicare and Medicaid, for that matter, which are very important for the health care for tens and tens of millions of Americans, is going to be put on the chopping block, often with the rationale that, hey, you have to find middle ground. You got to reach across the aisle. Well, would you reach across the aisle if your hand was getting cut off? I don't think so. And we have a real problem, and you alluded to it, I think, a couple minutes ago, where you don't want to give enough ground that something very sacred and precious gets sacrificed. And I think you put Medicare, we should put Medicare in that category. You go up to people who are 67, 70, 80 and say, oh, do you want to compromise? Do you want to have your Medicare compromised? Do you want to compromise with people who want to destroy it and just destroy part of your Medicare? I think most people would say no, and I think they'd be correct.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the thing that's scary and what people have to realize is coming into this, it's easy when you're not in the groups that you just mentioned to say, well, there's a better way to re-rack this and we can do that. But then they don't really know. They just say that, but there is no great plan that's a fabulous alternative. And that's why Medicare works so well, frankly. So
yeah.
If you're a baby boomer and you're getting ready to be foisted into that, and there are a lot of people, and you know this, Norman, that fall into that category, how dangerous, of all the times to even try to mess with this, this could be the worst time in our history to do that, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, because once you give it up, you can't get it back.
No.
When you have it, you've got to defend it with eternal vigilance. And the fact is that a lot of this media drumbeat, and it's so important that we're talking about this, so much of the drumbeat has to do with the metaphor of the fiscal cliff, which is just a metaphor. There is no cliff at all. And the reality, and unfortunately the media and the president did not bring it up at the news conference half a day ago, is that there's a huge military budget that could be cut. And if we're talking about revenue that we need, cutting, I want to cut the military budget, not the genuine defense budget, but cutting this bloated, wasted, destructive military budget down to reasonable size means we would free up so much revenue. Plus, of course, let's stop giving these huge tax breaks to those who are very wealthy who ought to pay their fair share.
Oh, you know, those are fighting words, Norman, in this country. Fair share? Why would you have to pay your fair share?
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, 2% of the people in this country earn over $250,000 a year. So you got 98% of us who are suffering, who deserve a continued tax cut, who know that we need health care, education, housing, retirement security, and we're being told not only by Republicans but by some Democrats, that, well, maybe we have to keep extending these tax cuts and breaks for the wealthy. I think it is time to have tax equity, and that means that the very wealthy should be paying the freight just like everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, Norman, you might not agree with this, but I think because there's so much of a tussle over this and not understanding taxes, which it is very different for so many people, is what if we could finally eventually fall into a space where we have a fair tax or even a flat tax? And I've looked into this heavily, and honestly, I think that maybe somewhere down the line, it's not going to happen anytime soon, that might be the answer.
Well, fair tax, definitely. Flat taxes tend to be regressive. They tend to put heavier burdens on people who are not wealthy. I'd encourage people, go to our website. You know, we've launched at rootsaction.org. a national campaign to make sure that a grand bargain doesn't shaft the vast majority of the country. And people can get updates, no charge, nothing like that. Go to rootsaction.org and be part of what I think is a multifaceted movement in the country to say, we've had enough, we want fairness, and we're not willing to let Wall Street run Washington.
Well, there you go. And, you know, I mean, here's the thing. And whether, and I said this before, whether Democrat or Republican, when you say Wall Street run Washington, you know, Obama, too, has a lot of Wall Streeters that are around him, as did Bush and as did President Clinton. So it's not even about Democrat or Republican there. And I think that's also part of the problem, because look at all these Goldman guys running around. The Goldman guys are our economic advisors. Norman, there has to be other people that, because we have brilliant minds in this country. We've had some of these guys on the show. I wish they would be involved in government.
Absolutely. This is a bipartisan problem. Very close to the president in the cabinet. Here we've had Henry Paulson under George W. Bush. We have Tim Geithner under Barack Obama, can't we get the brilliant people in this country who understand economics into the government tent at high levels rather than just dragging one shill for the investment houses and the fiscal financial services industries on Wall Street into the Treasury Department to run that agency? That is absurd. Get Geithner out of there. Get somebody decent in there whose loyalty is to the American people and not to the big banks.
Yeah. Well said. I always say that, too. Essentially, the second that he became the Secretary of the Treasury, I thought, oh, boy, here we go again.
Here we go again.
It doesn't matter. We got to get somebody else in there. All right, Norm, tell us the website again where we can go check out all this info we've been chatting about here.
Yeah, people can sign up for updates at rootsaction.org. That's the word roots and then action.org.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again sometime here in America tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. So here we go, wondering about what's happening, the pushback, the pressure, the lame duck session. And as Norm and I were just saying there, I love that we found that common ground about the fact that you have so many Wall Streeters involved in government. I don't understand it. And not just part of one guy was on Wall Street and here's these other economic advisors. We've talked to economists from Stanford. We've talked to economists that had Harvard backgrounds. We've talked to just straight out numbers guys. And that's the kind of people that we need to have involved in government, since so much of what we see now and into the future is really about number crunching, knowing what the numbers truly are, how we can get through bloated budgets. Where can we slice? What does it mean when we slice something off? What are we really losing? Not what we're just being told overall. What are the specifics of what can be cut out? And ultimately, those kind of decisions have to be made, because there's no burying our head in the sand anymore, or not our elected officials can't do that, because that's the end game. The end game is you have to resurface. We're not a bunch of ostriches, and we want to keep going in the right direction here, so futuristically, our kids and their kids can still take advantage of what it means to be an American and have the opportunities. You can weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. time. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
People, where are the smart people? That's my question. I saw a movie one time where Meryl Streep said, where have all the men gone? Where have all the smart people gone? That's what I want to know. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of yous. And you can weigh in at 8. Don't you hate that word, yous? You can hang with us at 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. Tomas in Michigan, in the wings. Hello, Mr. Tomas.
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, it's been exactly a week since the election. People are starting to resurface.
You know, that last guy you had on is one of the few people I've heard on any TV or radio saying that there is no fiscal cliff. And I agree. Them, you know, it's like if your husband comes home and says, well, you know, I got a raise and I decided we're going to cut our spending a little bit more. And then somebody says, no, that would be a terrible thing. Well, it wouldn't be a terrible thing. You're making more money and less. And that's what the fiscal cliff does. It raises, it in effect raises taxes to the Clinton level.
Right.
Money goes into the Treasury, and then it cuts spending, which means less money leaves. So instead of $1 trillion a year deficit, we have maybe 800 or 700. It's a good thing. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of politicians that have these little these little pet projects, you know, the pet project for this, but they won't be able to hand out as much money, Kate. They won't be able to buy as much votes. What are the banks going to do if they don't have all this debt? They won't be able to make interest on that debt. So that's one thing I wanted to point out, is that there is no fiscal cliff. It's just that there is interest in, I guess, in the interest. What about these people saying Republicans need to be more moderate? Now, tell me if I'm wrong, Kate, but the last two presidential elections have been won by a left-wing extremist. Is that not correct?
That is correct. He's a left-winger, yes.
When he was in the Senate, he was rated as the most left-wing extreme senator. And he's so extreme, he's even sued Arizona for trying to help the federal government stop illegal immigration. I mean, that's extreme, you know. We do not need a moderate Republican. We need somebody who can articulate it, okay? Articulate why abortion is bad. Articulate why the gay lifestyle is bad. You need to articulate this. If you can't do that, then you can't be against it. If we can't find anybody to stand up there and debate it and win that debate, we can't support it.
You know what? You do have a good point, because this is to your point, Tomas. Here's what happens. I honestly think this. What is your core belief? So you've got certain politicians, and you say, listen, you have to be, and maybe this isn't really how you feel, but you have to be against gay marriage, and you have to be against abortion, but then that's not really, they just want to win. So they put that as part of their package in their backpack, and they don't articulate it because that's not really part of the core of who some of the people are that are running. I think the problem is, you hit on it, is that if somebody's going to articulate well what they're running on, they got to really believe it. It can't be, here's what you have to say to get elected.
Kate, you talk to a lot of people. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear you tell us out here in America land, who are your top three people that you hear would be candidates for the GOP the next time around?
That's good. I've said a few of them, and I will do that, Tomas. We'll do a whole show on the bench. Thanks for the call. I've talked about a few of them already. I like Suzanne Martinez in New Mexico, although I don't see her as a presidential candidate, maybe a VP candidate, and I'm watching to see what she does. And I also like Chris Christie. Some people don't like him. I don't see him as a presidential candidate either, though, but I see him rising up through the ranks, and I'm watching to see what happens with Marco Rubio. I'm watching to see what happens with Bobby Jindal, because I think he seems to be, and I know some people that know him, a guy who is who he is. He's not going to play the game, so to speak. Whatever he says is really what he thinks. And that's probably why I like Christie, because whether I agree with everything of what Christie's about, I think he says what he means, not what he's told to say. It definitely isn't, because he's gotten himself in trouble. Sally in Washington, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
It's your conservative caller here, and I got so furious, not at Tomas, but the one before. What was that guy's name that you had on?
Oh, who was talking about the military budget.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I want to say some facts first, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
When the Social Security program was started in 1935, not many people lived past the age of 65. That's
true.
A fact.
True.
And I want to say number two, fact. I hope a lot of people are listening. There were 16 workers for everybody on Social Security. 16 workers. Do you know how many workers there are now?
Oh,
3.3
yeah.
workers.
It's under 5,
and it's getting
yeah.
worse. It's getting
yeah.
worse because of the deficit and all the people on food stamps. I was so furious. I had to hunt down my phone. I left it in the car. Oh, the cell phone. I wish it was, you know. But anyway, so those are facts. And we are headed for a fiscal cliff. And here's another fact. This nation is not united. It is divided. It is divided. That is why I don't know how many states now want to secede from this union. Somebody told me 40. Is that true?
All 50. 50. There's people in all 50 states that want to, and there's over 10 states now that have the 25,000 signatures for the petition that have to be recognized by the White House.
Okay, I'm glad you told me that, because somebody told me wrong. They told me there were 40 states that want to secede and only 10 states that want to live under socialism, communism, like European. You know, he said he's going to fundamentally transform this country, and I believe that he wanted to fundamentally transform it into a European socialist, European country. I don't want to be like Europe. Most of us, when we came, our founding fathers came out of Europe from France, from England, from over there across the sea, and they came here and they set up something that was different than any other country. They didn't want a monarchy. And I've said this before. They didn't want a king. They didn't want a queen. They didn't want a czar. They didn't want a dictator. They didn't want a ruler. They made we the people the government. We the people. And the people we send to Washington in the Senate and the House, they work for us. And they've got it backwards. And I am sick. If you ever, it's like a pyramid. All the other countries have a pyramid. And if you turn that pyramid upside down, that's what we have in America. We're the only country who did it. And if that pyramid tips over, then, you know, off the point and back over, you got a pyramid system again. I don't want a king ruling over me, telling me I'm ready to rule you from day one. I am furious. That guy gave all the Democratic talking points, Kate. Paying a fair share. You know, the most I ever made in my whole life was $59,000, and I was proud of that because it was the best union-paying job I ever had with full benefits. But I lost it. It was a manufacturing job, a pulp mill, and it went to China. Okay? Everything's going out. And I somebody said this on the radio. I wish I could remember the quote. Maybe you can look it up. They said, a country cannot stand without the manufacturing. It cannot stand without manufacturing. We're losing our manufacturing. And when I was in economics in college, you know, they kept saying, oh, we're becoming more service-oriented. And I didn't like that. I used to ask my teacher, well, that's not good, is it? I mean, because when we fall in hard times, and we were in the best of times back then, I said, well, what happens when we fall in best of times? People don't go get haircuts. They have their mother cut their hair. They don't go out to eat. They don't go. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what good does it do to have a service, you know, like if beauty operators? I'm wondering, are all these, and they don't go out so much for entertainment. And they don't go out to the restaurants as much. And so what good is it to be service, you know, if we're not producing? We have to produce.
Sally, I agree with you. I like that he lit you up. That's good. I think it's good that you have hardcore opinions. But I agreed with some of what he said, and I disagreed with some of what he said.
That Democratic part, this is the thing that really infuriates me. I'll try to make it quick. The Democrats say the rich are not paying their fair share. Well, they're the only ones paying their share. Who is it? You know, I am not poor. I mean, I'm not rich. I'm not, and I'm a Republican. Not all Republicans are rich. You know, he's not paying a fair share. People pay no taxes whatsoever, one single stinking tax, and they get this earned income credit. That's a bunch of bull. So I think everybody should pay at least $5 every year. American, if that's all you can pay is $5, you pay $5. And then everybody's got skin in the game.
Skin in the game. You know what, Sal, thanks for the call. I love that she's lit up. Sally, I haven't heard you that lit up in a while. Okay, so here's the thing. I think that's why I said I like a flat tax. I think that the whole tax system, it doesn't need to be completely rebooted, because that's just an easy way to say, oh, that's an easy way to escape out of the particulars of it. But I agree that there are people who are not paying taxes and are skating. Absolutely. There are a lot of people that are skating. There are some people who are paying too much tax, and there are some people that aren't paying any tax, and there has to be a better way. Absolutely. I agree with that. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You certainly can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Talking about some of the things that are happening in D.C. and really Congress now that's wrapping up its business. And the big thing is what's going to happen with the tax cuts. And we've talked about the Bush-era tax cuts. Listen, this is the bottom line. It's being described as a fiscal cliff. In media, it is true, and the guest, Norman, was right about that. There are buzzwords in the media, so fiscal cliff sounds like we are flying like Thelma and Louise off a cliff, and in a sense, we are in a different way. It depends on where you are economically. I've said this on a lot of the last couple of shows. Here's the deal, and Tomas said he agrees that it isn't really a fiscal cliff, because it's that whole spending and the give back thing. And this is what we haven't done. And that's the problem, that we're even in this situation. If you get a check where you would normally, in the entire year, you break it down, you would normally have $3,000 to $5,000 more. You will see that. You will see the loss in the check. You have one job, you get a check, and it's going to be lighter because the Bush-era tax cuts will be gone. They were only supposed to be temporary. They kicked in I want to say 2003, and they continued all the way up until now. So it wasn't temporary. It kept going, kept going, kept going. because people got used to it, and it was the whole idea that they're going to pump the money back into the economy, and it's $3,000 to $5,000, depending on what you make and how big your family is and all that other stuff. That's the upshot of that. If he's right about, Tomas is right about, okay, if they change that and we go back to what it was, it's not a giant leap. It's not that you're going to feel like someone just put a blade through your back. But I think you will feel it if you count it on and really watch your checks and you get the one check. You will feel the increments every month that you normally had that would pay for gas or would pay for a light bill or would pay for, you know, XYZ. So then it would be like a cliff, I suppose, because you would feel that. Absolutely, you would feel that. There's a book that I read a long time ago. I want to say, this is when my grandfather was alive. I'm just thinking out loud here. It was called The World is Flat, and Thomas Friedman wrote it. And it talked about in the book what was happening with manufacturing jobs. And we're going to have, we had a guy on when we were in Tampa who was the head of the manufacturing group that was a group that brought together all the people in the United, as many people that were joined up in the United States in the manufacturing business and where we were headed. And the United States has dumped between 4 and 5 million manufacturing jobs, you know, depending. There are 35,000 fewer factories than there were maybe 8, 10, 12 years ago. So the productivity has dropped. We've seen productivity drop with manufacturing. But here's the thing. Other nations' manufacturers, some of them are starting to clobber us. But the other part is your Walmarts, your GEs, your GM, they tell the American suppliers to push the offshore footprint. But if you look at manufacturing, and this is the odd part, we are ranked number one still. We're ranked number one. So we're going to talk more of manufacturing in the weeks to come. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm okay.
What's on your mind?
Yes, I just, it's unfortunate that Governor Romney lost the election. But I think hopefully there's a silver lining within that. And I sort of welcome the division within the Republican Party. This just really illuminates the phonies such as Boehner and these guys that are just obsessed with money when we have much far pressing, you know, much more hard pressing issues such as loss of sovereignty, civil liberties, mm-hmm. constitutional rights. I do mm-hmm. not understand why aren't these guys as passionate about our Constitution being slaughtered as they are about money. You hear nothing from these guys about stuff like that, such as, say, for instance, UN Agenda 21, which is just a heinous threat to our sovereignty. You hear nothing about that. It's encroaching on us, and nobody really seems to care. You don't hear much about that. People are just obsessed with the budget. I understand why, but I think the threat, the most dire threat right now, is to our sovereignty and to our Constitution.
You know, the Constitution, you probably saw, Dan, thanks, you probably heard, and I think I said a big chunk of what Ron Paul had to say about the Constitution, and there is concerns over the Constitution. I mean, hey, look, I grew up in Philly, and the Constitution was drummed into my head from the time I was a kid. They have a Constitution Center there, and, you know, people know the obvious parts of the Constitution, but then probably don't know all the articles and maybe don't know all the amendments and the repercussions of letting some of that slip away. I'm just a full believer that you don't want to give things up. That's the thing. You don't want to give things up because you don't get them back. We're not getting them back. We let things slip through our fingers. We're not getting them back. But Dan, the reason is because we've allowed ourselves to be swallowed up by this crazy money grab and the problems of our terrific debt. So everything that we're leveraging everything on a credit card, and that's problematic when you have $17 trillion in a deficit. Because how much do we want? if you're worried about the Constitution, then you're definitely worried about China really hanging that credit card debt over our heads. I don't think that's good. That has to be solved. And because they're obviously not great multitaskers in Washington, other things that are important, other rights that are starting to erode or be challenged to the Constitution, that's not even the focal point because they can't do that. They can't even focus on the one thing called, let's figure out our budgetary problems, let's get this house in order or get it cleaned up anyway, because that just drags on and on and on. They got to stop putting Band-Aids on it. Then they can focus on the rules of law and what the American people want to see, and that's protecting the great freedoms that we have. That's why everybody wants to come to the United States, let's face it. Let's go to Bill, who's listening to us in Memphis. Hey, Bill, you have the last word, the last couple of minutes. What's up?
Okay. How you doing, Kate?
Good.
I'm the fellow who called you and warned you about the American people. Do you remember the conversation?
I do. This was at least a couple weeks ago. I'm going to say it was 3 weeks ago,
maybe. I told you that the American people were schizophrenic,
mm-hmm.
and they wasn't going to throw that black man out of that White House for Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. I thought he was good.
Those are my exact words, Kate.
I know, but I'm on the same page with you there. I thought Obama was going to win the electoral vote, and he did. Yes.
And the reason why, Kate, is Mitt Romney didn't know how to fight. He thought he was the reincarnation of Jimmy Stewart, a mild-mannered politician that's going to Washington to change things. This stumblebum ran for 2 years. He never made the challenge. The Lord gave this man every opportunity to rise to the occasion. But he didn't know how to fight. And the American people want a fighter. But it's an odd situation because they got a fighter, but he's not going to be fighting for them.
Yeah, meaning he's going to be more. I'm listening. I'm listening to what you're saying. Meaning he's going to be more concerned about the world versus the U.S.
Absolutely. He's not going to be. But you know what? The American people deserve the government they vote for.
There you go. Good last words. We deserve the government, you heard him, that we vote for, and people voted for Obama.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
Can I put a gun rack on my bike?
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.